What women want? What do women want? This is a question that has baffled men since the beginning of time, and we men are no closer to understanding women than we were when we huddled around an open fire every night and lived in caves. Why are women so hard to decipher? Simply because we try to understand them from a man's point of view without understanding the basic premise that women think differently from men. In fact, women have completely different wiring than men, and we will never be able to understand them on a logical level, which is how we approach most everything. Think about it. What do we do when we get together for some fun? We definitely aren't sharing feelings. No, we drink, talk about sports and other apparently innocuous subjects, which in fact are a hidden form of competition. You know, the mind's bigger than yours syndrome. However, for guys this is absolutely natural. On the other hand, when women get together they share their feelings, they watch chick flicks and talk about the latest diet or article in Cosmo. You see, women are mainly driven by emotion. Just as we need logic and structure in our lives, they need emotion. Men thrive on competition, adrenaline, power, domination, while women couldn't really care less about them. The idea is that if you really want to be able to date any girl, no matter how attractive she is, you need to know what drives her, what her underlying motives are. Now, don't take this the wrong way, because many women have no conscious idea of what drives them or what their motives are, it's just the way nature has wired them. However, just as you need to know what drives her, you need to stop worrying about what they say they want. There's a big difference between what women say they want and what they actually respond to. You see, most women will say that they want a nice, dependable guy who will treat them right. That's all well and good, but then why are so many women attracted to bad boys? Why do you see so many beautiful women dating complete and total jerks who have the bad boy image? It's simply because what women say they want and what they actually want are two different things. What they say they want has a lot to do with how they have been conditioned by society to think, while the type of guys they are actually attracted to is dictated by nature and their wiring. Generally, nature wins out over society. Does this mean you have to become a bad boy to be attractive to women? Yes and no. Confusing, I know, but there it is. What you need to understand is that women are actually attracted to strong, confident men, and definitely not to nice guys who do everything but lick the floor they walk on. Take a look at those romance novels that women love so much. Pick up any of the popular ones and try and find one where the guy is nice. Good luck, you're going to be looking forever, because most of the men in these romance novels are tough, strong and powerful, and in most cases they start out as being downright jerks even if they come around by the end. And guess what? Women adore those books for a reason. Could it be because they are hoping to meet a similar man and these novels give them a chance to dream? If you answered yes, then there is still hope for you. Unfortunately, society seems to have emasculated men over the past few decades, and there was a point where men were expected to be even more sensitive than women. The problem is that while women liked these men, they were only really interested in them as friends. The good news is that it's actually okay to be a man, especially since that is what women are looking for: attraction. One thing we need to look at is the concept of attraction. You see, attraction will determine whether or not you get a date. The good news, though, is that women are more attracted to personality than they are looks. While looks do play a role, if you have the right personality traits, women will still be attracted to you even if you aren't a Brad Pitt look-alike. So, if your excuse until now has been that you aren't rich, famous or Brad, then you need to realize that it's only an excuse. While women may be attracted to the rich and famous, personality still wins out, and if you have the confidence and humor that women love, then you will win every time, irrespective of the size of your bank account. The even better news is that these are all things that can be learned, meaning that you can actually make yourself more attractive to women by cultivating the type of personality they would be attracted to. If you are sputtering and mumbling that you shouldn't have to change for a woman to be attracted to you and that she should like you for who you are, then wake up and take a whiff of reality, because everyone has to change. We are all changing throughout our lives, and we have two choices: we either let life mold us or we channel the change to benefit us. However, Just remember that attraction isn't a choice. It's not like a woman will see a guy and size him up, then tick of his qualities and suddenly decide I choose to be attracted to him because he is stable, dependent and has a good job. It simply doesn't work that way, because if it did, then you probably wouldn't need to read this book. Attraction is quite biological, which means that if she isn't attracted to you after first date, then there is little you can do about it, because you will never be anything more than a friend to her. No matter how many gifts you buy her or how many restaurants you take her to, she is not going to suddenly develop an attraction for you. You're better off simply moving on, becoming more attractive to women. The problem with most men is that when they are around attractive women, they feel the need to gain their approval by being overly nice, courteous and so on. The problem is that this puts her in the position to lead, and if she is leading, she will never feel that spark of attraction for you. As mentioned previously, women are attracted to strong and confident men, and a strong guy will never allow a woman to lead. Funnily enough, the best way to spark that fire of attraction is not to need her approval and to show her as much. The trick is to make her work for your attention rather than the other way around. This will unbalance her cool and aloof approach to men, simply because you are doing something so unexpected and out of the ordinary, she will be hard-pressed not to at least be curious about you. The more you appear like you don't need her approval, the more confident you will appear, and confidence is very attractive to both women and men. So, the more confident you can act in every situation, the more attractive you will be. However, remember that there is a fine line between confidence and arrogance. While arrogance may be appealing to a certain degree, too much of it will make you look like a total jerk. The excuse. Most guys who fail with women always have an excuse, but most of the time that excuse is merely in their heads. You see, the main reason a lot of guys fail is because of the way they think, which has an impact on their behavior. For example, if you think that you will never have a chance at talking to an attractive woman, then your actions will be in line with your thoughts. You will give off a scared vibe, and you probably even won't approach a woman. On the other hand, the more confident you are in your abilities to charm and attract a woman, the stronger you will appear and the more attractive you will be. Most of the time, the shortcomings we imagine we have stop us from acting, and they are so deeply ingrained in our psyche that we don't even realize we have them. The best way for you to overcome this problem is, first, with a little soul searching. You have to identify what the excuse is that has been holding you back so that you can deal with it. Next, you need to educate yourself about women so you know what sparks that feeling of attraction. You see, as soon as you come to understand exactly what women desire, then you will be able to project an aura of strength that they will find absolutely irresistible. Every woman has a little girl inside of her longing to be protected and cared for, and that little girl is the one who will have the final word. If you begin to understand that little girl and speak to her, showing her that you are in control of every aspect of your life, then women will be attracted to you like a moth to flame. But you absolutely need to accept the fact that you can improve, and it is within your power to become more attractive to women. Forget the excuses that nature hasn't endowed you with Apollo's beauty, or that you can't compete because you aren't running a Fortune 500 company. You need to stop the self-pity and start understanding once and for all that if you can make a woman feel good, then you will win out over any stud with a Ferrari if he has the personality of a wet rag. Nice guys versus bad boys. One of the biggest pet peeves nice guys have is that the bad boys always get the girl. Why? Well, while you are trying to wine and dine her, and basically kiss her backside and treat her with kid gloves so as not to upset her, in comes the bad boy who couldn't really care less what she thinks about him, or what anyone thinks for that matter. You see, bad boys project an aura of danger and power that women are attracted to simply because they don't care what anyone else thinks, or pretend not to care, and because they are in control. Women love strong men, and most bad boys project this strength, which is why women fall head over heels for them. The problem is that some of these guys turn out to be abusive jerks later on in the relationship, yet you still hear some of the most beautiful women say they love them and can't give them up, even after these guys have beaten up on them. On the other hand, you have the nice guy who is basically seen as being dishonest because, usually, they put aside their own needs and desires in order to please a woman. Since women are quite adept at picking up on the slightest things, she will immediately think that the guy is being nice simply because he wants something from her or because he isn't comfortable with who he is. So, he is either a pussy or a manipulator, neither of which women find attractive. Now, imagine that you could combine the best of both worlds, namely projecting the same bad boy power while never becoming abusive or controlling. You would, essentially, be the perfect guy, and the best thing is that you can learn to exude the same aura of power. You just need to believe that you can and be willing to work on building your confidence levels. Personality traits women find irresistible. There are certain personality traits that you can cultivate which women find completely irresistible. The thing is that women will be attracted and stay attracted to a man who can make her feel good when she is with him or is thinking of him. This means that your personality is your most powerful asset because you can use it to make them feel good. For example, one thing women love is a man with a sense of humor. The more you can make her laugh, the more she will want to spend time with you. Likewise, women are attracted to intelligent men, especially those who know how to use that intelligence to surprise her and engage her. Education is another powerful weapon you can use because women love to hear stories about people or places. Not only will you always have a topic to talk about, but it will be something interesting that engages her rather than the same boring rote topics most guys talk about, like her favorite color or where she works. Women are also attracted to dominant men, even if they don't realize it. Biologically, women have been hardwired to seek the protection of a male, and the more dominant the man, the better the chance he has at protecting her. However, don't mistake being dominant with being controlling. You need to dominate the situations in your life rather than being controlling of her and taking away her individuality. Men who are thoughtful are also very attractive to women. You see, women aren't overjoyed when they receive a gift because of the gift itself, but because it is proof that you were thinking of them. The gift is merely a symbol, so any display of the fact that you were thinking about her will make her feel good, even if it is to tell her you weren't happy that she went out with another guy for lunch. If you want to really impress a woman, then you need to learn to notice details. You see, women spend a lot of time making sure they look good, so if she has a nice hairdo, it wasn't an accident. She isn't wearing that hot dress because the wardrobe fell on her either. She is trying to impress you, and if you notice these details, she will be extremely impressed that you noticed her attempts to be attractive to you. Women also like men who are aggressive, but not in the sense that you won't take no for an answer. That's called date rape. No, aggressive men that women like are those who know what they want in life and they go after it with everything they have and won't stop until they achieve their goal. As we have already mentioned, women love a man who is confident and even a little cocky. Again, don't confuse this with being arrogant. The right attitude is actually a lot of confidence combined with humor. In other words, you are so confident that you can even laugh at yourself without feeling insecure.